Welcome to Start to Finish Motherhood, a podcast for those thinking or already single mothers by choice, just looking for practical advice for navigating life's relationships. When you decide to have children on your own, it doesn't mean that you're completely alone. I'm Aisha Jenkins, and I'm partnering with you every step of your journey.
Hey, before we dive in, if this show has added value to your life or provided insight to your parenting journey, you can support it by buying me a coffee. Visit starttofinishmotherhood.com/coffee. Now let's get into this episode. Hi, everybody. Since becoming a parent, I will say that I am a totally different person in the sense that I might physically look different, as I am always wearing sneakers, jeans, and I'm chasing after the kids. I am having conversations with the kids, always rushing, right? Looking neat, but not as glam as I would normally do. Now, one of the things that I thought I would be challenged with when I became a parent was how to incorporate the things that I loved about travel. And so the trip that we took to Florida, the trip that we took to Sri Lanka, all gave me a sense of, okay, it doesn't have to be vastly different than it was when I was traveling as a single person. One of the things I loved to do when I was traveling for work was to meet up with family and friends along the way. So as I was coming back from Sri Lanka and trying to book the trips, we had trouble finding direct flights, and so we were looking at alternatives. And then I was just thinking, I was like, wait, I knew that when I started traveling with kids, I would want to do layovers so that I give them a chance to stretch their legs, and I would get a chance to stretch my legs, and if possible, lay flat and get some sleep. And so as I was planning this trip to Sri Lanka, I was like, why do I have to do something different than what I would normally do or what I had envisioned? So when I looked at the flights and we had an opportunity to do a layover, I was like, where are these layovers happening? And then I was like, oh, one is in London and it had a 16-hour layover. So I was like, who do I know that's in London? And I do have melanated single mother by choice friends who are in London, and who I consider part of my family in terms of educating me, part of the village. Our kids are roughly around the same age. And this was a perfect opportunity to do a quick popover, if I could, and visit with this friend. And so I did exactly that. And I met who was a very good virtual friend. Her name is Nadine, and she has a son. And we got to meet them in London. So they got to show us around the airport because we had a 16-hour layover, but it was an evening and overnight layover. So literally we flew in for 16 hours. We shopped in the airport. We got essentials that we needed to make it through the night. The kids had a grand time meeting each other in person. We had breakfast and then we headed off to the hotel after we got sleep. But it was such a very sweet part of the trip. And so I would love to visit London again for an actual visit, whereas we go out and Nadine and her family can show us around. But in the meantime, here's a small clip of our meet and greet and the kids getting together. I hope you enjoy it.
But the kids might interrupt. So hi, everybody. I'm here in the UK with Nadine, and we got the kids together and just a spur of the moment, kind of quick popover in between our travels home from Sri Lanka. So Nadine, say hi, introduce yourself and how we know each other.
Hi, so I'm Nadine. I live in London, so I'm one of the international part of the village. I have two children, one who I'm not quite sure you use the word child, 21. That was an inter-family adoption, so from when he was a baby, so a lot of gray hair. And I have a known donor child who is 9.
Yay! Yay!
So I'm in the community for a while.
Yes, we've been in community for a few years, quite a few years, and this is our first time actually meeting in person, but we actually became virtual friends kind of in a deep way. We connected over some of the UK's history with the Windrush, right? So explain a little bit about the Windrush, because I'm all about all things of the diaspora. So Nadine was introducing me to a part of history that I did not know. And yeah, just introduce a little bit about it. And then...
So we got speaking. So my family, although I'm living in the UK, my family background is from the Caribbean. And as people may or may not know, British took over everywhere from America until you kicked us out on Independence Day through to pretty much the whole of the Commonwealth, which is 53 countries. After World War One, World War Two, they said, hey, all you black and brown people that we didn't like and we came and stole everything from you, why don't you all come over to the motherland and help us rebuild England? Because that would be really cool. Thank you very much. So from 1948, lots of people from the Caribbean and from other Commonwealth nations came to Britain to help rebuild because the Queen had called. And so you're supposed to come when Mother calls. The big part of the problem is when we were trying to leave the European Union, they forgot that some of the rules that they came up with to get rid of one set of people then affected the people who came into the country legally, such as my mom. She's a midwife. She's delivered 1,000+ babies. All of a sudden, she couldn't work because she came into the country at 12. And because there wasn't a record of her signing when she arrived into the UK in 1965, then she was considered no longer British anymore and she should go back to where she came from. For her, that would be Jamaica, but for a lot of people, they were being trying to be sent back home. And that was one of the things that we were discussing, how the Windrush generation, or the Windrush scandal, as it was called, were being sent back home. I think one of Trump's favorite things to those SH countries, pretty much, if you do, what is it? Is it Chapter 25 is what they're trying to come up with? You'll probably have your own Windrush generation in the US. Yeah. So we lived that in England for a while, so you don't want to go there.
Right. And so then they finally made reparations or restitution or are in the process of it?
So what they have done, because people were legally British, they are trying to make those individuals who are legally here British. My mom is going to apply for her passport for the first time at the age of 70 something another. And she has put in a compensation scheme. So I looked after my mom for about 10+ years before she decided it was just too hard not being able to work anymore, since she was a very senior nurse and she went back to Jamaica. But some people, they were stuck here or stuck back to wherever they came from. And so they missed things like their mother's funerals, missed the birth of their children if they were sent to a country that they had never been born in. So it was quite a traumatic time for a lot of people.
So you can Google the Windrush generation if you're interested in learning more, like I was. So one of the things that I love about the Melanated Single Mother by Choice community, our community, is that it really is an international village if you want it to be. So these friendships, these connections can be whatever you want them to be. And so for me, I'm going to take every opportunity I can to meet the members, if I can, all of them, especially when I have opportunities to travel overseas and have those rare moments where I can just pop in. So how did this meeting come about?
Okay, so actually, this started probably about 2 years ago with you hitting me up to say, oh, Nadine, there's this lady called Sunday who wants to come to London. Do you think maybe you can show her a few things? And so my son has now met several members of the community as they've come into London. And he says, is this another one of your American friends? They have kids and nobody else. And like, yeah, we're just going to go and meet places. We've met Mitch and her daughter and now Aisha. So as they pass through London, I'm the kind of meet and greet service now.
Stop.
Yes, Nadine is the hostess with the mostest. So I think you have met quite a few SMCs as we're in between travels or coming specifically to visit. And so I knew if I were going to pass through when I was booking my trip to Sri Lanka and I was booking the return trip, I was like, oh, my friend that I was helping me book, we were looking at the different itineraries and he was like, oh no, this one is rubbish. It has a 16-hour layover and in London. I was just like, that might not be bad because the way I like to travel is I prefer a longer layover, especially for international travel, so that I get a chance to actually lay down and go to sleep. And so I was like, let me double check and see if my friend is available and we'll just get a hotel room and the kids will meet. I'll get an opportunity to lay flat and go to sleep and then we will continue our trip the next day. And so I reached out to Nadine and I'm like, I know it's a Monday, but is it possible? And then I looked at the time. So we didn't.
Somebody doesn't understand the difference between GMT and possibly other times. So she was like, oh yeah, it'd be really great. We come in at 8 o'clock. So I'm planning the London Eye, I'm planning Big Ben, I'm planning. And then she was like, oh, but he says 20. And I'm like, oh, you're coming at nighttime.
Yeah.
So we're having.
Yeah, I thought we were coming out morning as well.
So we're doing sleepover with the mostess. We've got pop-up tent, colored lights. This is called improvisation with kids. So if you've ever done international travel, you just have to be able to just go with it.
Yeah. Yep. So we have the clothes on our backs. We picked up some toiletries and some food at the airport. And we are here and it is probably like 12 midnight. The kids are still up high and tired, but they will crash in about an hour. But we wanted to make the most of it. So we'll have breakfast together.
Camille!
All right, Camille, come here. Okay, y'all were both playing.
No, we're not. I told her to stop.
I didn't hear you tell her to stop.
I was never playing. I wasn't playing.
All right, why are you yelling? So yeah. So I just wanted to kind of capture in the moment where we were and try to capitalize on being in person and having a quick little chat about seizing the day, international friendships, when you have the opportunity to meet with people you connected with virtually in person, it's like a sweet, sweet homecoming. And so Nadine is the hostess with the mostest. And so thank you.
You're welcome. There may have been a few cans of alcohol in drink that came with the pop-up tent. I'm not saying.
And candy too. So, but that's all for now.
So this was an absolute joy to me. And Nadine, thank you for being such an incredible host. And thank you for your flexibility. And it was a real joy to meet you in person. And there you have it. That is the spice of life. That is what it means to me to seize the day and be able to make these meaningful connections. It's not every day that I get to travel internationally and I get to meet some of the Melanated Single Mother by Choice community members and their children. Thanks for listening to Start to Finish Motherhood with Aisha. If you want to keep the conversation going, follow Start to Finish Motherhood on Instagram or email me at Aisha@starttofinishmotherhood.com.
If you love this episode, please share it with anyone who's thinking of becoming a single mother by choice, anyone who's already parenting as a single mother by choice and just looking for advice on navigating it all, or a friend or family member who's looking to support someone else's single mother by choice journey. Until next time, bye now.